Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Israel and the United Arab Emirates have agreed to establish diplomatic ties. On our newsline, Face the Nation moderator, Margaret Brennan. Margaret, good morning. What do we know about this deal, how it was brokered, and really how significant is this?
Well, it's significant in that this is the first Gulf country. It is the third Arab country in the Middle East to establish formal diplomatic ties with Israel, or at least say they will. That's what the White House announced yesterday, because President Trump and Jared Kushner, his son-in-law, have long promised a broader peace plan. This isn't a peace plan, but it is a diplomatic breakthrough, at least between these two countries. In exchange for this, Israel has said it will temporarily suspend the annexation of the West Bank, that Palestinian majority part that they had hoped to have a future state. And so there was at least one slight concession there in exchange for this. And basically, this will help realign the Middle East with Israel and the UAE really standing against Iran, who they see as a common enemy.
Some other Arab states in the region have been critical of this agreement. What does this do for the overall Mideast peace plan?
Well, it complicates it further in that you had a Palestinian spokesperson just say yesterday for the Palestinian Authority, that governing entity in the West Bank, that this is basically selling out the Palestinian people because it doesn't get them anything. It temporarily halts annexation, something that was going to be potentially politically problematic within Israel anyhow, in terms of setting up direct Israeli control of these impoverished areas, along with the assumption that there would be protests to go along with it. So it's caused further frustration, certainly for the Palestinian people, but within the broader Middle East, this is actually kind of just making official what has been privately happening for some time. You could say Israel and the UAE were flirting and dating behind the scenes, and they've made the relationship official now. That does put pressure on the other Gulf states to perhaps follow suit.
You've been anchoring the CBS Evening News in for Nora this week. I'd like to get your take on the president's promoting of a birther theory about Kamala Harris.
Well, this theory had been circulating online. Many news organizations were very quick to set the record straight that no, the senator from California was indeed born in the United States and is, in fact, eligible to run for the office she is running for and could serve as president if needed. The president was asked about it yesterday at a press conference, and he seemed to indulge this false premise that somehow Senator Harris was not all of the things I just laid out, but she was indeed born in Oakland, California, and is a U.S. citizen and eligible to run for office as she is.
And before we let you go, what's coming up on Sunday's Face the Nation?
On Face the Nation, we have a number of things to prepare the country for in the coming weeks. Yes, the political conventions are about to begin, but it's also counting us down to what seems to be a very messy election season. We will talk about election security with CrowdStrike CEO Dmitry Alperovich. That means we will talk about the security of our election systems, any potential hacking that we know the U.S. intelligence community warns they're concerned about happening. We also will talk to the mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot, about what happened in her city with the violence this week, and what she is concerned about regarding COVID-19 in that city of Chicago. We'll also talk to Dr. Scott Gottlieb, the former FDA commissioner, to get his view on the latest, including a warning from the CDC that the fall could be far worse as both the flu and COVID combined to really be a punch in the gut to Americans.
All right. Thank you, Margaret. As always, we appreciate it. CBS's Margaret Brennan.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.